poets to come, orators, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it through to your family and spoken word art. This is World Poetry Open Mic. I'm your host, poet extraordinaire J. Todd Underhill. And on my left-hand side, he's on my right-hand side too. He's above me. He's around me. And he's so damn hairy, I take about half of him home with me each night. He is the half squatch.
Good evening.
Good evening. As you may have noticed, Michael's not with us today. He's still experiencing some health issues.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to go on. I want this to be a good show for him.
That's right.
Just let him know that this is his health's more important than anything.
That's right. So absolutely.
All right. Do need to let you know we've got a store you can check out if you want to support us. And who doesn't? Not their own venue for spoken word art. Check out the store. You buy these products anyway. You just get a little. We get a little kickback for referring you to the product. And there's no added price to the product.
That's
though.
Right.
So basically they mark it down, we get a little kickback, and then it goes back up to the same price, if you follow. I hope I didn't confuse everybody out there.
Totally. Completely. I'm totally lost.
All right. So we also have a place where you can donate, and that's on the right-hand side of the screen. You scroll down, and it says donations. You can do a monthly subscription. You can do a one-time donation. And last week we had a little contest where anybody that donated a dollar or more was put into a hat. We drew a name, and our winner of our contest from last week.
Were we announcing it tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Well, no. Should we wait till Michael's back to do that then?
You know what? Yes.
Let's wait till Michael's back. We'll announce it as a team.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
We do have a winner, though, and I'm not saying who it is, but I am telling you we've got rules.
Yes, we
want to follow them. At least until the last segment, which is after dark, then there's still one rule. But
there's
anyway,
one rule.
We want PG-13 or better poetry. We want it free of the magical F-bomb. We want it free of any hate speech. There is no room on this show for hate speech at all.
That is right.
If you want to know what hate speech is, you can actually look up the definition. As long as you follow those guidelines, we're good to go. We haven't injected anybody for time constraints. A couple, I guess. I was told.
We did. We did a couple of times.
But for the most part, if you got a good flow going, we're not going to stop you.
Yeah.
And normally we take a unique caller. Since nobody's called the show yet, that means everybody's eligible to call. Please call 720-240-9766.
That is 720-240-9766.
Or we can use 5 callers at Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic. Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice, it is poetic justice. We have 5 great poets, a smattering from all over the place, really, if you look at the, east-centric, I guess, from here, which is all right. We don't want to get too terribly laid out there.
I mean, especially.
Yes, that's very east.
Very east for us. So
let's start out in the poetry state.
Sorry, trying to remember where all my buttons are.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm ready now.
Please welcome, he is Dennis White.
Hello, World Poetry Open Mic. I'm back.
Hello, my friend. How are you? Good to hear from you.
I'm doing real good. April's gone, but good news. May is here, and it's an unofficial poetry month.
Exactly. It's the month number 2 of Poetry Decade.
Absolutely. How you all doing there?
We're doing good. Michael's a bit under the weather. We're hoping to get him back real soon. We want him back healthy and 100% with us.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. We want him back in place and fully functional as soon as possible. and we're with him and pulling for him.
We all yes. love him. He's a member of our family, too, you know?
That's right. All right. Well, I have a poem for you that I wrote in April. The title is Sunbeam Probe, and it starts like this. The sun peeps in the window, wondering what treasures are held in this darkened, triangular, elevated cave. He sees the dust in the air and sneezes out of reflex. But his tendril shafts probe, but return answerless. The attic, like an oyster with its treasure concealed, sheltered by trunks and tarps, leaves the sun to his own imagination, devoid of reality, yet full of fantasy and delight. The attic smiles. The end.
Great job, brother.
Thank you.
As always, stellar work. I like your work. That's why we've been friends for so long on old well, we started on old poetry, but now we're like on three different sites together.
Yes, we are.
So.
Yes, and it's wonderful that we've developed a good relationship, and I expect it to last for many, many years.
Exactly. And just so you know, we kind of added you in a group. You might want to go out and check Facebook. I did that this morning. And give me a heads up, thumbs up, thumbs down, depending on what you think, okay?
I sure will. I'll do that for you, my friend.
All right, and we're going to hear from you during the return engagement?
I'm going to try to get back. I have to get up early, but I'll hang in there as long as I possibly can.
Awesome. Thank you, Dennis, and thank you for being such a close friend of the family.
Yeah, thank you. God bless.
That was Dennis from World Poetry, or Dennis on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio. You know, he's been with us so long, he should be Dennis from World Poetry Open Mic at this point.
That is funny.
So.
Oh, sorry, brother. I'm a little off.
I think we're both a little off. But that's all right. You know?
2 weeks. I can't handle it.
2 weeks without our stellar co-host, and we start falling apart.
I know.
Like
really
infants
weird.
Left in the wild. Wait. Anyway, we're going to go from Michigan. We're going to head on down to warmer climate. Please welcome Andy from Florida. Andy, are you with us?
I'm right here, yeah.
Hey, was there an echo on your broadcast?
Pardon me?
Is there an echo on your broadcast?
I just shut the computer off. You guys are going to tell me how to call in by Skype. I don't know what the heck I do wrong, but I do have that ability to do that.
Well, we're working on the instruction manual right now. We're trying to word it to where it doesn't read like stereo instructions, actually.
I know. But yeah,
trying
I'm
to add a poet's flair to it?
Yes, we're trying to add poetic flair to it. It's hard to make instructions for Skype rhyme and in meter, but we're working on it.
You mean it's like one fish, two fish, red fish, Skype fish?
Exactly. Uh-huh. Wow.
So, I'm going to bring a little Hank Buke to you tonight.
Hank Buke, okay.
Yeah, thanks to a contest by Diablo. And it's called, How Is This Possible? I Don't Understand. So, life begins as fiction. Trash can truth. Hope floats. An illusion. Nothing more than black cloth. A movie screen. Father knows sends children to chat rooms where perverts knows best. Shameless families are normal. On cable TV, Dexter sleeps with a psycho, more psycho than he. Who is psycho? He kills for God. Is forgiven. Satan. He lives next door dressed like Halloween, ties you to a chair, puts a noose around your neck, and you turn blue. He likes hues of blue. Blue are your eyes, and you shriek, uncle, like this sissy. He knows you are. He laughs. I wonder why anybody wants to grow up, because grown-ups are messed up, They run around, never happy, trying to be happy. Although, happy means homogeneous belief, like minds affirming what is right, looking for inner peace or just a peace, and believes answers are found in sex. Sex is one of the first needs on Maslow's chart. No wonder grown-ups think with their body parts when they're seeking happiness. Allow me to help. Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let your bleach blonde smoke string locks down. Go, hoist yourself to her tower. There lives your island. Paint it as you wish. I will keep coloring outside the lines, because truth lies there. End.
Very well done, Andy, as always. Love your reads.
Thank you, sir. Sorry.
I said I love your reads, as always. You throw me every time you come on our show.
Time. So, yeah. So there's no theme for us tonight, right?
There's
you
no
say,
theme.
Like, something like you wanted last week. I thought something maybe was getting close to the holidays. You wanted something a little like red, white, and blue.
No, that's people tend to do. We haven't done themed shows in about a year. People, if they want to bring Halloween poetry around Halloween, we're good. If they want to bring patriotic poetry around the 4th of July, Memorial Day, Labor Day, they can.
Okay.
If they want to do Christmas poem around Christmas, that's fine too.
I want to do one now, like a Christmas poem. That'd be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. We've had people do that before, and you're welcome to do that for the return engagement.
The sleigh bells will melt. No, I'm kidding.
You could write a summertime Christmas poem.
I could do that.
There you go.
If my friends help me, I could do that. What if I could do that by myself?
You can do it by yourself.
Just think that you're in Australia.
There you go.
Oh, well, that's fine. Just pretend I'm in Australia. I'll write to my girlfriend in Australia what it's like.
There you go.
Well done.
Okay, thank you, guys. I'll talk to you all later, okay?
Thank you, Andy.
You're welcome. Look forward to the rest of the show.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
That was Andy from Florida on World Poetry Open Mic, The Next Evolution in Poetry Radio. Wow. A summertime Christmas poem.
That's right.
It's got to be like 90 degrees Fahrenheit down in Australia during Christmas.
No, it's more like 100 and some odd.
Yeesh.
Because you got to think it's summer there and they get really, really hot.
Yeah. Santa's in
too
his
hot for
Bermuda
me.
Shorts or his bong underwear running down the
catching
beach.
A tan.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Wow. It's bad imagery.
It's so not for me.
Yeah.
Summer is not my season.
No, we're both kind of polar bears. I mean,
yeah.
Let's just call it what it is.
I like the early spring. I like late fall.
Yes.
And definitely all of winter. That's a me. But
yes.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
So, we do have another caller on the line. Please welcome. She's from a place where it's pretty much winter 6 months out of the year. Her name is Lorraine, and she's from New York.
I certainly am, and proud of it.
There you go.
This is kind of dedicated. I read it a couple years ago when you first started on the show, and congratulations on the longevity of it. It's dedicated to all the people that were close to their mothers, and Mother's Day is coming up. Mm-hmm. So I wrote this, and it's called The Visit. It's a conversation, and I think you can get the gist of it. I know you can. Knock, knock. Who's there? It's your mother. What did you say? It's your mother, I said. Go away. Mom is dead. Once again on my door. Knock, knock. Now who's there? I told you before, but I'll tell you again. It's your mother. I'm here. Open up, daughter dear. Look, I know you're not real because my mom passed away. I'll call 911 and you know what I'll say. A few seconds later, knock, knock. Go away. If I do go away, can I come back and stay? You know how much I love you, dear. If I come in, what do you fear? I told you, you can't be my mother. Mom is dead. So you're another person that's pretending. Now the charade is ending, or I'll call a cop and make it stop. Just go away and leave me be. My mom would not do this to me. Silence. Then a light tap, tap. Enough, okay? Just go away. Daughter dear, I'm really here. Think back to all those times, those rhymes, those lullabies that stopped your cries. I loved you then. I love you now. I'll never hurt you, this I vow. So let me in. Just let me hold you. Think of all the things I've told you. I'm not here to cause you pain, nor to make you feel insane. I want to hold you just once more. So won't you please unlock this door? Whoever you are, you're not my mother. You're not my sister, and you're not my brother. Why you're here, I have no clue. But one thing I will say for you. If you were her, you'd already know. I never really let her go. End poem.
Love that piece. Very well done.
Thank you.
You've grown so much as a spoken word artist since joining our family. Now, if we can just get you to listen along with us and teach you YouTube, we'd be on top of things.
I want to get, you know, into, I need your email because I can't get Facebook, so.
You can't get Facebook? I happen to know
so
you do
ridiculous.
Get Facebook because you commented
I mean,
on one of my pictures.
I can't get Facebook. I know. I can't get Facebook. It says this website is not available. So the only thing I do get is emails. If you can give me an email address where I can get one of you, all of you, whatever,
yeah.
Then I can, you know.
All right, here's what you do. Email jtoddunderhill, all one word, at yahoo.com. That's my email that I've had for going on 3 decades now.
Okay.
2 decades.
JT Underhill, one word.
No, jtodd.
Yahoo. Oh, J. Todd.
Yes.
Sorry about that. J. Todd Underhill, one word, and then dot
no.
yahoo.com?
No, at yahoo.com.
At. Gotcha. You see how little I know about this? Okay, at yahoo.com. Okay.
Correct.
That is your email.
That is my email.
And I can send you things during the week because I have about 1,000 things that I would love to read you, but, you know, I want to give everybody a chance, and they deserve it. So, I will definitely get to you during. You're going to hate me.
Well, you know.
You're going to be inundated with
stuff. I do have to wait. There's a lot of people that have that email address for me, so I do have to wait through a lot. So if I don't respond to everything, don't hate me, all right?
I
will respond
not hate
to the ones
you.
That are important.
As long as you get to, at some point, read it before the next show, I'm fine. I'm fine, and I think you people are great, and I wish you a wonderful Mother's Day. I know you are a father, and
I don't know. I've been called a mother a few times, but it's usually got another adjective behind it.
I get you mixed up with the other guy. I don't know who's who on this whole day. There's a J. Todd and a JT, right?
Okay,
correct.
Brain, really easy. Ready? It's really
I'm
easy.
I'm ready.
Okay, JT answers the phone. Okay?
Okay.
J. Todd talks to the poets.
I'm a poet myself. JT.
I thought so, because you've written things, right?
JT writes haikus.
Yes, JT writes haikus.
Oh.
J. Todd writes everything
oh,
under
like
the sun.
Like Craig Foltz and all those people. Okay.
And Michael writes excellent songs, is in the Western Music Hall of Fame.
I am dying to hear his music. I just because I'm a musician, I was, you know, playing piano, and oh God help me, accordion, polka, for so many years at family reunions. Play, she's too fat for me. Yeah, she's too. Oh God.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it was awful.
We joke around about Mike having health issues. What he is he's working on a project. He's trying to come up with polka, trance, techno.
You're kidding me.
Absolutely kidding you.
I knew it.
No, Mike's really sick, and he's taking a few weeks
off. Polkas do not translate into anything but mazurks, which are slow polkas and waltzes. And then it goes to where I remember being at a Polish wedding where the bass player, stand-up bass, fell asleep playing bass.
Uh-huh.
He actually fell asleep.
Now, did he fall asleep or did he pass out, Mike?
No, well, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I was young.
Okay,
you know,
he probably passed out.
I don't know. I don't know.
Knowing bass players as well as I do, yes.
Okay. So, well,
Lorraine,
I thank you.
I hope you make it through for the return engagement later tonight.
I tried last week. I didn't make it. I called until about 10 to 12, and then I said, I'm tired, you know.
So, no, I understand.
I know you guys understand. So I will try. I will try. I have another thing that is very short.
Okay.
And I thought maybe I could just run it through, you know, when I call back.
Sounds great.
Awesome. Thank you, Lorraine.
Sounds awesome, and I think you guys are awesome, and I love all of you. So just stay the way you are and enjoy the weekend, and whatever it brings, you know, wherever it brings you, enjoy it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
That was Lorraine on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Whatever we're doing this weekend, we hope we enjoy it.
Oh, we will.
Yes.
So you are a father,
mother. Well, no, but I've been called a mother.
You've been called a mother something or another.
I've been called a mother several times by my mother.
But I have not been called a mother. Surprisingly.
No.
So.
And if anybody in this room should have called you a mother, it would have been me. But
true.
I've never called you that.
No, you haven't.
There are two people. Three people in my life I've never used that explicative towards.
That's good.
You.
Okay.
My wife,
that's
because
good.
She is the mother of my children.
Well, yeah.
And my own mother.
That's good.
I'm the only of her children who never used that explicative towards her.
That's really good.
All right.
Sorry.
But while we're on the air talking about mothers, Penny, thank you from the bottom of my heart for bringing both of my children into this world. You are an angel beyond compare. And that being said, let's just go ahead and go right to our next caller. Please welcome from the UK, he is Titus.
Good evening and good morning, gentlemen. How are you, sir?
Doing good. Good evening and good morning to you, too.
Yes, yeah, sadly, there's some sound issues on the live stream, JT.
Oh,
we're troubleshooting. All right. We kind of caught it on Andy's phone call, and we're working on it.
What's it sound like? Does it sound like a double talk, like an echo?
No, there's some cutouts.
Oh, you know what? We are dropping. We're dropping packets. It's a computer term. I'm sorry for those who don't understand, but we're dropping packets. There's really nothing I can do.
No, live streams normally do that, don't they?
Yeah. So I do apologize, but we do record the show separate from our stream. So the recording that goes up is complete.
Okay, we'll look forward to that.
All right. Okay. I do apologize about that.
No problem. You gave a prompt, JT, a sonnet, an Italian sonnet for any Greek god.
Yes, that was from our meeting Wednesday.
Okay, I've not started it, but it gave me a prompt, really, to write about Attis, who is the god of rebirth. Okay. And this came in a competition. It was a very testing one. It was an alphabetical random word bank. And I don't know if they wanted these words at the beginning of the sentence, but that's what I've done. So it is called Attis, god of rebirth. Allurement holds entirety of this life, not death. Biogenesis, it seems, from living things it keeps. Clairvoyant seeking is the future taking breath. Declension, free from ether, time's hurry sleeps. Euthanasia no more, as we expect our immortal. Fiasco, a well-being of nature, our living forever. gradient as age keeps walking through a portal. Harlot, are you sinned, and yet if hell or never? Inscription of heaven, hours unlikely will foretell. Jaded as one feels, no pain. Decisions given leave. Kleptomania from taking it as our rebirth. Well, lexicon, a word please. It's much in life to weave. Myopia will for our shortcoming be able to find nuptials relating to the fates. By lengths of thread, odium aids us further in our making of mankind. Prima donna his leading role with dreams instead. Quintessence permeates nature, the lost and found rigmarole. The unequivocal answer shows an ideal silhouette of something which is not. Silent sound, tenable a reach I feel around, forever to conceal. Unarmed will forever be within reach, a misgiving. Vogue will taste as an attraction, envy cannot steal. Wind given enough birth, thread a width of living, xenophobia for the silent stare, the state of appeal. Yield not by effort, but by thoughts in the highest zenith, but our faith is safe by our being unbiased. End of part one. Thank you.
That was Titus from the UK. Brother, thank you very much for gracing our show with your work. If there's any young poets out there, how can they find you to connect with you and use you as a mentor?
Allpoetry.com/Titus. And then if they want to talk, I can head them in another direction. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for all that you do, not only for our show, but for poetry in general.
Oh, that's a great honor. Thank you. Thank you.
That was
cheerio for now.
Cheerio. That was Titus on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Wow. Just great poets all up and down around the East Coast, far east to the, as far east as England. But let's bring it back here to the States, shall we?
All right.
Please welcome to the line a first-time caller. She is Hani from Georgia. Hani, are you with us?
I'm here.
Hey, honey. Welcome to our show. This is your first time calling us, right?
Yes.
I got a question for you. We asked this of all our new callers. How did you hear about our show?
Friends with a poet, Charles Clifford Brooks, and he, I'm in an artist collective with him, and so he invited me to do the show tonight.
Beautiful. You know, Charles is, I've been friends with him for quite some time on Facebook. Quite a great poet himself, right?
Yes. Yeah, he's awesome.
And I'm sure you are too. I'm not going to take up any more of your time. You are live on the air. It's your turn to share a poem.
Okay. This is called The Dirt, and I would like to dedicate it to my friends at home. I'm from Pennsylvania.
All right.
Okay, the dirt. The place where I grew up is the dirt, for roots on a flower reaching for the sun. The dirt nourishes those roots, feeds them minerals and secrets. Who died? Who had a baby? The hometown brew. The leaves on the flower stretch out, supplicant in worship to the sun. They turn light into sugar, spirit to food, and send back to the roots whispered promises of a bright afterlife. That's it.
I'm glad Charles directed you our way. I hope that you call back several other times in the next coming weeks. We do have a return engagement at the end of our show where we allow a second phone call and a second poem. Keep listening, and I'd love for you to join us in that too.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Hani from Georgia on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Yes. Five callers.
Yes.
Which means it's time for some crazy poet to read. Oh, hey, it's my turn.
That's right.
We're going to try something, hopefully, if my tablet doesn't freak out on me, which it just did. Buy me some time here.
No problem. So we we're going to save the submissions that we have. We had we had a couple submissions. We're going to go ahead and save those for Michael to read.
Yes.
Only because
nobody does our submissions like Michael does. I tried doing last week. It didn't feel right. Yeah,
I understand that. So, but it's okay. We will get to them. We do have a poem coming up in the break that was submitted to us.
Ooh.
Audio file. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So this is a poem I wrote back in 2010. I've never performed it out anywhere. I tried recording it one time, failed miserably. JT and I were goofing off around the studio before the show, and I'm like, hey, do you have any of this type of music? He actually went out and got some. This is a poem I wrote called In the Calm. Breathe deep. Exhale. Catch your breath. Take this moment to stop and rest. Ponder the gifts that you have been given, your family, your friends. Moments in silence that you feel at ease, days where you can do as you please. Relaxation, sweeping over your body. Over your spirit, over your mind. Like the gentle morning tide sweeping ashore from a bay that is glassine in springtime. A breeze ever so slight has a chill. In the distance, a mournful, low sound of a foghorn. A sound that keeps you grounded. Breathe deep once more. Exhale. Fill your lungs with peacefulness. The purest air almost inciting a yawn, refreshing the senses. Smell the sweet honeysuckle on the wind. Can almost taste the fragrant sweetness, a maelstrom of nasal delight, salt air blowing on shore, tantalizing your tongue. Feel every fiber of your being release all tension. You are awash in perfect bliss. All pain evacuates your body, centered and balance, become one with nature. Relaxation sweeping over your body, over your mind, over your spirit. Breathe deep once more. Exhale. Feel the sun's rays pour over you as it rises, warming your skin through to your inner core. Feel it make your body the perfect temperature. You can no longer feel the ground beneath you. You can no longer feel the air around you. You have achieved an ideal oneness with everything. There is no weight to your frame. Your existence has no dimensions. You are no longer trapped in human form. You are no longer bound by physical flesh. The fibers of the universe you now mesh. You are at a perfected state. Rest. Replenish. Relaxation sweeping over your body, over your mind, over your spirit. Your day will be easy from this point on. You will face trials with a light heart. You enjoy full satisfaction in each accomplishment. You face each opposition with vim and vigor. Nothing can ruin your peaceful existence. Breathe deep once more. Exhale. Let go of all that ails you. Set free all the stress in your mind. To all aggravations, you are blind. You hold nothing but peace, love, and understanding. You are revitalized. You are restored. You are recharged. Breathe deep. Exhale. Breathe deep. Exhale. Breathe deep. Exhale. Relaxation sweeping over your mind, over your spirit, over your body. You are in the calm. All right. Well, I'm pretty much asleep now.
Well, I'm actually done, really sir. Relaxed. Holy
Thank you.
Crap.
That was well done. You what you did well. Holy.
Well, yeah. That was really interesting.
Almost like guided meditation.
That was guided meditation. Well done. Right. I totally could see that used as others. Other
yeah,
pieces.
I might so have to really save nice. That recording. Actually, there were a couple of musical cues I hit. I was like, wow.
Yeah, it kind of creeped me out.
Uh-huh.
All right.
So that'll do it for that segment. Now, if you've not called the show before, we filled up that segment. We're going to do all unique callers. Now is the time to call 720-240-9766.
That is 720-240-9766.
Or as always, you can use Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic, all one word.
This is Jim from Pennsylvania. And this poem was for the April 30th poetry prompt. This one is titled Sages of the Inexpressible, Poets 2. We few, we happy few, we band of poets, sages of the inexpressible, feeling what the world yearns to feel, writing what it cannot utter. As both ballast and balloon, we anchor the masses to the depths and lift them to brand new heights, ensuring they will live another day.
Wow, that must have got you really tranquil that you pot down the music and didn't forget to turn it back up for our break.
I do apologize. That was totally my fault.
And it happens,
was just
brother.
Like, yeah, the music should be playing. I've got some people calling in. And yeah, and then I looked down. I'm like, there's no sound.
Playing. Yeah.
I do apologize. So we had to start that back over to make sure we got that poem in, because I did say I was going to. So.
We're good. You know, mistakes happen.
I know.
It's all right.
It always happen on my shift.
It's part of being a family.
I'm
you
kidding.
Know, we all make mistakes. It's all good. All right. So we do have four callers lined up, which
Uh-oh.
Triggers the return engagement.
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 Okay.
Nope.
No. Sorry. It's so weird.
We Sorry. Need, since Michael's out, we need to get Chuck Mangione to come in and blow one of those horns. Yeah.
Okay.
Work on that for next week if he's not here.
Yeah. Sure, no problem.
Use all your contacts. Try and get Chuck Mangione on.
Right, please. Right. I'll just get a trumpet to be blown. Or I'll just get a conch shell and do it myself.
Ooh. All right. So we do have four callers lined up. Please welcome from right here in Colorado. He is Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing real well. I got to read at an open mic just not too long ago over at my college, and I was able to make the show, so I'm happy.
Beautiful. And how'd you do?
I don't know. It's all a blur. I got a video of it, so I'll put it on YouTube maybe soon.
That's pretty much 1985 through 91 for me. It was all a blur, but I'm with you.
Right on. Man.
So what you got for us tonight? Are you going to do the one that you did at the open mic?
Oh, no, I don't like to repeat. I got a new one for you guys.
There you go. Just pull out something new. It's all good.
Right on. There we go. In dark times I move through the shadows that plunder. Deep in my soul to lull me to slumber. Staying at an angle, fighting from tipping. Darkness covering me, insipid but insidious. In dark times I fall through the shadows that thaw, moving to the surface to re-examine it all, grasping at air during the gaps, never seeing much until the end of a relapse. In dark times I think through the shadows that sink, bend my mind to an end, predesigned that I end weak, lost on a train of thought not my own, being bent from the shadows that around me ever grow. In dark times I run through the shadows that cut deeper than I ever have, with precision greater than my examined luck. It hurts, but I keep running in every direction, if only towards something. In dark times, I listen through the shadows that glisten. It's the only way that I could hear the movements of demonic divisions. I always try to brace, but the shadows siege long, that in dark times I'm tormented to do nothing at all. Thank you.
Very well done. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a great night.
Awesome. You as well. And, you know, keep hitting those poetry open mics. We're not supposed to replace the live poetry scene. We're supposed to give people a place to practice for the live poetry scene.
Oh, absolutely. I got another one coming up in 3 weeks, downtown Colorado Springs. I'm just going to try and hit them.
Beautiful. We're in 3 weeks. Is it 3 weeks from tonight? Because I'm kind of busy on Fridays. But if it's any other night of the week, I might roll in there myself.
Well, 3 weeks, you may not be.
Oh,
yeah, I think it's on Thursdays. It's the Here Here. I'll send you guys a message on Writer's Cafe.
That'd be great. Awesome.
All right. See you guys.
See ya. That was Chris from Colorado Springs on World Poetry Open Mic. The next evolution in poetry radio.
Well, maybe.
There you go. Those trick shots throw me off.
I'm sorry.
It's like Jordan in Space Jam. Just kidding.
From the other free throw line?
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry. I did a visual for you all, just in case you wanted to see that.
Yeah, if you've not seen Space Jam, check it out. It's... quite well done. For, you know, 90s theater music or theater movies.
God.
All right. So, from Chris, let's go out to Connecticut. Let's bring on the host of Red River Radio, Tales from the Pages. She is Barbara.
Oh, my goodness, guys. This is an awful situation here. In and out, in and out. Then my sound went off. I didn't even know if he was, you know...
Well, the sound didn't go off. GT forgot to pot up the music after our little thing with the peaceful music, the in the calm.
Sorry. That's totally
my
fault.
No, but during Chris's thing, my sound went out.
So, Barbara, basically, just so that you know and everybody else who's listening, it's what's called packet loss, okay? There is nothing I can do to alleviate that. What it is that the signal going out from my computer hits my internet connection, and on its way to YouTube, it is dropping pieces. Okay? So that's why you get in and out of sound.
Kind of like when a truck's driving on the road and it loses a couple of L's and you get a flat tire because of it. Kind of like that, only a little bit different.
Yeah, I refreshed so I could get my sound back. you know.
Beautiful. I'm glad you did.
Well, I didn't want to miss this. This is my big, you know, chance.
Yes.
Anyway, I have no idea what poem to read. Not at all.
Well, how many do you have in front of you?
I have 60 poems that I could look at.
Go to page 23 and read that one.
The 23rd?
Yes.
The 23rd poem that I wrote this month?
If okay. you want, yeah.
To you?
Yeah,
I don't
sure.
know if I read it yet.
Okay, go for it. Whether you repeat or not, go for it.
That was the pirate poem.
Beautiful.
I should read the pirate poem again.
Sure.
I don't know. Maybe, you know what? I know which one I'll read. I read the one that it's called, it's in another, it's from the other poem a day. It's from
the Poetic Asides.
Poetic Asides, poem a day. And I will read the last one because I think that one's interesting. It's called Cul-de-Sac. And the prompt was write a dead-end poem about any dead end. And it reminded me of this thing that happened. And it's called Cul-de-Sac. Once we lived near a cul-de-sac, homes of ordinary size and colors surrounded it, forming a lovely gate. Children played there in a cocoon playground, safe from the cars that zoomed on the other streets and safe from the world, their own comfort zone as they explored the world around them, playing on adjacent driveways as they careened on their bikes or ran up and down shouting and waving their arms for a game never discovered. Children didn't notice the adults watching all the time, even if they were in their homes, waiting to hear the sound that would make them leave and examine the crisis, a smooth-flowing river of children on safe concrete, away from the danger of the oncoming vehicles, unaware of the beauty of the blooming trees or the lush green grass growing on each lawn for their bare feet to enjoy. Their sounds a continuous soundtrack to my life as the pleasant hum emanated from the filled cul-de-sac. Then it changed and became a siren wail. And I found her between the mangled bikes, my wild will-o'-the-wisp child on the cold cement of the sloped driveway, a melange of legs and bodies beneath the pile of bicycles, wrenching her from between her only way to fly through the neighborhood, now lost as she limped from the scene. I never realized this was the time she would place in her book of memories, pace the joy of riding down hills and gliding around with ease on her bike into the scrapbook of her life. For her, this was the close to childhood. Her cul-de-sac, her dead end. End poem.
Very well done.
Thank you.
And I listened to your interview with Philip. I really enjoyed your work on that. I enjoy your show every time. The few times that I've gotten to hear it, I enjoy it.
Thank you. I'm glad you did. We had a great time. That was just a great show.
Yes.
Everyone was really enjoyed it, and we met a new author, and Nicholas Mays, and he has a new book coming out, and it was just really, really good. And my next show will also be very, very interesting, very, very exciting. So, you know, coming up in the fourth Thursday of the month, so whenever.
Correct. Always the fourth Thursday of the month, and you're going to want to check it out in July, too, because I guess you're going to have Michael on as a guest, right?
Yes, Michael is going to be my guest. I hope he's okay with his health issues.
He'll be great by then, I'm sure.
Really looking forward to talking with Michael. He's had a fascinating life and really want to learn more about him.
He is. He's one of the most amazing characters I've ever met.
Yeah, and so hopefully, knocking on wood, that the show will stay. Knocking on wood, that the show will stay clear and that everybody heard me. So.
Beautiful.
And in honor of the adult section tonight. I wrote a poem. So
awesome. Well, we'll get you off the line to where we can get to that adult segment as well.
Absolutely. I'm going to get off so other people can get on.
Awesome. Thank you, Barbara.
Okay. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
That was Barbara on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. All right. Barbara from Connecticut, Chris in Colorado. I think we should go up to Vancouver, British Columbia. Please welcome Cynthia.
Hi.
Hi, Cynthia. How are you?
Good. I loved your meditation.
Thank you. It was the first time I performed it live anywhere, and we found some music to accompany it, and just fate being what it was, it worked out very well.
Yeah, it was amazing. And I mean, I love the way the music complements your imagery. So it was really beautiful.
Thank you. It worked out 50 times better than I thought it would. It really did.
And perfect for tonight, too. Even when the sound's cutting out, you get a moment to reflect on the image and, you know, pause, get another one. But it was beautiful. It was really, really nice. I pictured it being used in yoga. Like, I bet a lot of people would use it in yoga studios.
Yeah, I can see that.
I can totally see
that.
And
I'm just wondering, too, because I have a friend who teaches yoga. Can she find it on the net, on your SoundCloud?
Not yet. Like I said, I don't know if you heard the pre-lead-up to it. I tried recording it once. The recording didn't work out near as good as what the live version did, but I might actually try to do a recorded version of that.
Wow, I thought that was recorded, because that was live.
That was JT playing it on his computer and me reading live on the air.
Oh, that was amazing.
Thank you.
And also, I do have a poem.
Good.
Well, yeah, we'd like to hear your poetry here, too. We are kind of fans of yours.
So this one for tonight is called You Were There. You were there in lavender sunset swirls of paint on canvas, through the grassy terrain to seashell beach, in the cadence of royal blue shells the waves washed to shore. The gentleness you are finding its way to me, like the wind breathing cypress through the grace of long, easy days. You were there in the tempo of waiting, the lonely pages of chapters in time, when I poured my longing into work, loving through brokenness. You were there in the allegro of road trips through life, the toddlers and labradors and sunflowers I nurtured as my own, and in the crescendo of mountain trails leading to Eagle Bluff. You are there out my bedroom window as planes disappear into stars and the moon fills each night to watch over and guide and protect this exquisite gift of existence. End the poem.
I liked one particular line that really struck with me is the tempo of waiting.
We wait a long time, but we still hold on to our hope and dreams.
Yes. I like that.
Thanks. I wrote it for a couple of things. I wrote it maybe for the guy who's waiting for me too, like that hope, and for people we've lost, and also for a divine presence that waits with us.
Mm.
Yes.
That's good.
Very good. A multi-level, multi-meaning poem.
Thank you for having me.
I'm very glad we do have you as a regular caller. Please don't stop calling our show.
No, I won't. And talk to you next segment.
Talk to you next segment. That was Cynthia on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. As Mariah would say, that awkward pause.
Yeah, sort of. Yes. But not all at the same time.
Yeah. It's just comfortable. It's like sitting in silence in a car with somebody while you're riding from, say, Buena Vista, Colorado, back to Denver after about five worms.
I have no idea what you mean.
Yeah. No.
Scenery too much. By
yeah,
you.
Too much tequila can make someone do that anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, we do have one more caller in this segment. and he knows nothing of drinking tequila and eating the worms. Please welcome Philip.
Howdy, fellers.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
I am well, and I just got to ask, have them packages been delivered yet, man? You know, the ones that are missing the volume?
Unfortunately, no. They won't be delivered until after the show when I take the other recording and post it up.
Actually, what it is they're surprise packages. They're all going to play at the same time at 2:30 in the morning when you're not expecting it.
I hear you. I mean, does one of them packages have a pretty girl in it that's going to jump out of the cake and, you know?
I make no guarantees.
Okay, well, that's better than a no. I'll say that.
We're three guys on radio talking about packages, and we have
I know, right?
No innuendo to that area
nope.
either.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. And I just want to say, though I appreciate being serenaded by a duet, I certainly prefer the trio. There's something missing without Michael, and I hope he is well. Or if he's playing hooky, I hope he's enjoying himself.
Well, he's not playing hooky. He's.
I didn't think so.
He's very committed to the cause. He just needs to address his health issues and then come back full force. And you are absolutely right. We are a cohesive unit, and without one of us, it's not the same.
It's really odd.
Well, no, Godspeed to Michael. I hope he is getting better. And just allow me one moment of vanity. And here it goes, and I'm sure all the other poets are concerned about this too. Do the packages impair the archives?
No.
No, okay. Then heck yeah, I'm down. We're going to see this thing through then. That's my that's my vote.
Beautiful.
All right. Well, I'll get to it and get out of everybody's way so we can get on to the return engagement. And so here we go, one of them lengthy titles just for everybody, and I'll try to get through that, and then I'll stumble through the rest. So here it goes. The self-ascribed autodidact gets lost again in another monologue directed at the walls where hang various images of his heroes from history at some dark hour just before pre-dawn. And here it goes, fellers. Enlivened by memories bifurcated once or multiple times into spontaneous reverie, little fictions we admit to no one. The tacit belief that death doesn't arrive all at once, rather through small, steady steps slower than patience. A provocation long pondered alongside indomitable entropy, our petite individual recollections, perhaps no larger than 10 bytes, steadily lost in the inevitable forgetting greater than self or civilizations. Quotients and dilapidated rubble, the minimal components of information itself dissipates into new rearrangements that approximate chaos, though one may prefer nothingness as an apropos term, despite its absence of pragmatic meaning, its maddeningly undefined denotation. Forging laws with tools that will conversely break them. Measuring reality at quantum levels reveals how we meet and weigh with constituents of measure. Consciousness unveiled as a witness to Heisenberg's equations acted out, demonstrated at life-size ratios, ever-altering every time the gaze meets itself in this dice-tossed, plonk-like thought experiment mirror. Tautologies, contradictions, and paradoxes erected as barricades at epistemic borders. Tortoises stacked upon their identical backs like fractals ad infinitum. Kaluza-Klein connect the dots. Remember well that the philosophical armchair idealized in your platonic mind decays just the same as the one in which your body rests. And there it is, fellers.
As always, Philip, love your work. Love the way you present it. You know, if you lived closer, I'd drive out and come see you more often. Unfortunately, I've never been to Kentucky.
Well, let me throw this out there, carte blanche. You, Michael, and you too, Sir JT, Mr. Gunther, I always know I've mispronounced your name.
It's all good.
But you got a bed and breakfast waiting for you guys. If you're ever in Kentucky, if you're ever in Lexington, the doors are open to you. You get a meal, you get a bed, and, you know.
And some free alcohol. Right on. What else do we need?
That's right. Show up. Heck yeah. Have a party. And anyhow, I'm looking forward to the return engagement, and thank you so much for being receptive to my work.
Oh, thank you, Philip. It's been so long since I've had Boone's Farm anyway, right?
I treat you like a virgin, right?
Oh, there you go. Oh, you know how to make a man blush. Let's save that for the After Dark session. Thank you, brother.
Right.
That was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
All right. So we're going to do another experimental poem, or not with music or anything. I've never written a poem based around a sound effect. Hold on. Don't go premature on me here.
Don't worry.
But I wrote this one because it'll not only explain a lot about the poem, but it'll also explain a lot about a hidden metaphor within our show. The show is, or the poem is simply entitled, and this was day 30, write a poem encouraging other poets. If you drop a stone into a mirrored lake, ripples will run to the other side, no part of the lake undisturbed. The motion is constant. The fish in the lake are aware. Swans swimming are aware. The frogs, too, are aware. The vibration continues to affect all. Your writing is your stone. And to answer the question, the one you've left unasked, yes, you should throw the stone. You never know what ripples will touch, how your words will affect someone else. They may be inspired to do great things. Merely by reading your words, what are you waiting for? Toss it. Wow, double hit. You had one job. One job.
I'm sorry.
The whole poem. No, I'm just kidding. Great job, brother. Actually, that was entitled, I entitled it Plop, and JT didn't know this, but Michael, when coaching me to own the title poet, gave me the metaphor about throwing a rock in the lake and having the rings run out and touch everything. And people may do great things because of the works you write, and unless you write them, people won't be exposed to them.
That's right.
And as an unintended metaphor, JT picked that sound effect as our World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio sound. And it kind of just fits.
Wow.
Yeah.
It does.
Very weird.
That is really weird.
Everything happens for a reason, my friend.
Huh. Well done.
You know what else happens for a reason?
What?
The return engagement happens for a reason.
Because we didn't get enough callers. So now
exactly.
All right.
So we didn't fill up that segment. We only had four callers. So now we're going to open up the phone lines. If you want to repeat call us and share a second poem, now is the time. If you have not called our show and still want to share a poem, now is the perfect time to. We have no limit on the amount of callers. Just fill up them phone lines, 720-240-9766.
That is 720-240-9766.
Call now. Use World Poetry Open Mic as your Skype ID. And we're back. Looks like we got six poets lined up for our return engagement.
Woohoo!
And let's just get things going right off the bat. Head on back to Kentucky. Please welcome Philip.
Howdy again.
Hello, my friend.
Long time no talk.
I
know, right?
I want to apologize for the Boone Hills Farm wine reference. I know, Philip, you have better class than that. Nothing but Thunderbird from now on.
Actually, my first drinking experience was with a bottle of Mad Dog 2020. So,
ouch, how was that hangover?
So, yeah, I'm not I'm not above it. Let's just put it that way. You know, if it's got booze in it, then I'm good. So.
Admittedly, I used to drink nitrate fortified wine. I am so with you, brother. It hurts my head to think about it now.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Well, I appreciate this. A double shot of Felipe, man. You know, that sounds contagious almost, right?
It does.
You know, a double shot of Felipe, you might need some penicillin afterward. Oh, wait, no, that wasn't nice.
Well, I will be quick, swift, whichever, and allow some fellow poets to get on here and do their thing. And I don't know, this is just random. Some of my titles sometimes, I think they get away from me. You know, I'm sure some of us may know this experience where you've been high so long you forget, like, what normal talk is, you know?
Yes,
so,
yes, I've
yeah,
been
so I
myself.
Sometimes free associate too much, I think. But anyhow, I'll give this title a shot. Summary number 9, much like the repetition of this sublime natural number as discovered in the Beatles' White Album, brief descriptions that do not justify my failed art. And then I give a quote by Samuel Barclay Beckett. I don't know if anybody's a Beckett fan out there, but I do adore his work very much. And the quote by Beckett goes, "Ever tried, ever failed, no matter, try again, fail again, fail better." And here it goes. Rediscovered some aging poems, assuredly intended for an intimate posterity among those few readers who've traded suicidal thoughts for the relished taste of midnight when stars frost the gleaming sweat, pooled into imaginary seasides, dappled along their love's secret topographies. Peculiar resonances echoed in those lost craggy stanzas of brusque, near burlesque, now yellowed voices, recollected like someone else recounting their deja vu experiences. Strange encounters with fictional lives, dreamt beside retirement windows, burnished by decades of flamingo sunsets that becalmed all my bad memories, inherited from a wilderness childhood when I ran away back toward Eden. Wrapped up in purest green to keep my death fragrant. A lifetime strung out in words and their anesthetizing connotations, their imbibed associations. Ambrosial phrases that quench something barren and stagnant deep in my flesh. I've puddles and pale moonlight scattered across pebble-tossed waters where blind and idle Narcissus tires of himself at solemn eventide. Following overgrown swaths past fields of sinews and sable ink, confused similes mistaken for spilled blood, I've discarded learned meters, sacrificed rationality for a psalm's worth of honest, broken lines. And there it is, fellers.
Very well done.
Thank you, sir.
As always, love your work. Don't stop calling our show. Are you calling back for our after day?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah, I'm in it for the long haul, man. You know,
that's what she said. Anyway, not going to go there.
Let's get frisky. Let's all get frisky, you know.
Philip, looking
forward.
I feel
like Rodney Dangerfield at the end of Caddyshack, you know. Let's all take a shower.
Yes, exactly.
All right. I'll get out of the way here, so cheers, man.
Thank you, Philip. That was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Right on. And we're going to go from Philip in Kentucky on up to Michigan, the poetry state. Please welcome, returning to our show, he is Dennis.
Hello, I'm back.
Hello, you managed to stay up for the return engagement. I'm very thankful of that.
Yes, I did. And there's a lot of good poetry being read. I'm glad I didn't miss it.
Yes.
Well, I have a pirate poem for you for my second reading this evening. The title is The Aged Pirate.
All right.
It starts like this. his musket lie on treasure maps, his best friend's skull on manifest. From bygone years they sailed as chaps, their poet days to most suppressed. While health allows, he will return. There to the aisle they stole their cash. He has promised to his chum not spurn. He will recover their ill-gained stash. But rum and women have taken their toll, and he no longer yearns for seas. He has a cough he can't control. His parrot gave him some disease. He rubs his skull, pours two drinks, and rubs and vows his promise yet he'll keep. But while he teeters on death's brink, the treasure trove he'll never reap. End of poem.
Love your pirate poem.
It was good. I like that.
Well, April provided a lot of opportunities to try a lot of different things, and that was one of them. So we have a lot of fun with all the different prompts. I know you've been throwing out a lot of great prompts for people to work with, and All Poetry had a bunch of great prompts and contests. It's April is such a wonderful month. I hate to see it leave, but we're still here. Poetry hasn't gone anywhere. We're still here.
Exactly. It's April every day for me.
Yes. Yes. To a poet, it's April every day. I agree. Well, I'll step aside, let the next poet step up, and I'll bid you all a God bless.
God bless you, Dennis. That was Dennis on World Poetry Open Mic, The Next Evolution, and Poetry Radio. Right on. Dennis, Philip, should we bring Cynthia back for a return engagement?
I think we should.
All right. Please welcome from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, she is Cynthia.
Hi.
Hey, welcome back to our show.
Thank you. This has been a great show.
I'm telling you, it has been a great show. I do miss our co-host, Something Fierce. But yes, the poetry has been amazing, hasn't it?
Been wonderful. Of course, Michael's absence is felt, but still really amazing poetry.
Yes.
And actually, I've got a cover. It's actually about absence. It's about missing someone in the spring. And so it's a cover of one of the Bard's sonnets. So this is Sonnet 98 by Shakespeare.
All right.
From you have I been absent in the spring, when proud-pied April, dressed in all his trim, hath put a spirit of youth in everything, that heavy Saturn laughed and leaped with him. Yet nor the lays of birds, nor the sweet smell of different flowers in odor and in hue, could make my summer story tell, or from their proud lap pluck them when they grew. Nor did I wonder at the lily's white, nor praise the deep vermilion in the rose. They were but sweet, but figures of delight, drawn after you, you pattern of all those. Yet seemed it winter still, and you away, as with your shadow I with these did play. End poem.
Throwing down the great bard on our show. That's a couple of times you've done that. I like that.
I love his juxtaposition. I appreciate it so much more now when I go back and read these in my middle age.
Oh, no, you're still very young. You're not in your middle age yet.
Oh, thanks. I realize I should have printed it on larger font. I could read it in the afternoon sunlight. I picked it up tonight, a little bit.
That's why they got me a tablet to do my poetry off of, is that way I can, like, squeeze and enlarge the font just by a glide of the fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love what the bard does with juxtaposition, you know, it's spring and shadows. And I also wonder how many of his poems he was thinking of his son who he'd lost, you know?
I wonder. But You know, the world may never know. Kind of like a Tootsie Pop.
Telling you, it's 375. Yes, I counted my licks to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop. Sorry.
I'm signing off and getting back to listening. Thank you for having me.
Cynthia, thank you for calling our show. That was Cynthia on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. What was the total on that Tootsie Pop thing?
375.
375. Exactly. Not 376, not 374.
It was really odd. It was 375. I felt it at 374 switching over, and I knew in the next lick it was really weird. And then a college tested it as well, and they got 375.
Really?
Yep.
Do you not have anything better to do with your life?
I was bored that morning. I was 13, 14 years old, I think.
And then you found role-playing games, and you're like, oh,
this is more fun.
Never mind the licks. Let's roll a bunch of multi-sided dice around and pretend we're living another life.
Hey, it works.
And then you go on to host a poetry radio show.
I know. It's so weird.
You've led an amazing life, or several lives, my friend.
I have led many, many lives. One is a thief. Sorry.
All right. So we do have another poet lined up. Please welcome, calling again from Connecticut, she is Barbara.
I have led many,
my God, that sounded like my dad.
Did a little bit. Yeah. Hey, Barbara.
Barbara, are you with us?
Hello.
Yes. I was getting feedback from your listening device on the phone, and I sounded like my father when I introduced you.
That's kind of weird.
I was like, wow, is that my dad introducing Barbara? What the heck?
My voice got very low.
Right? I can't help this. This has been this way since 13, and imagine calling your prom date with this voice.
I like your voice.
Thank you.
I don't
know
what you're talking about.
Well, no, it's great for someone my age. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm 45, and this is a great 45-year-old voice. But when you're calling a 16-year-old girl for a date to a dance and you've got a 45-year-old's voice, their fathers take exception to that.
You had a voice like this when you were
16? I had a voice like this at 13. And I'm not joking. I mean, GT's known me for quite some time. My voice has been pretty much the same the entire time.
Wow.
Really
odd. It must have confused a lot of people.
A lot of people.
I mean, you could pose as your father almost.
I could.
And everything.
To be honest, I was a firefighter at one point in time, and we were out at a fire drill, and I yelled this guy's name, and it hit this building and came back at me, and I actually turned around and looked to see if my dad was standing behind me yelling the same thing, and then I realized, that's my voice.
Oh, my goodness. You and your dad have the same voice.
We did have the same voice, yes.
Well, I don't think I have my mother's voice. She had I think her voice was a little shriller, and definitely she yelled a lot more than I do.
Well, if you had you as a kid, would you yell more? I'm just kidding. Totally kidding. I know if I was my kid, my parents, no wonder they were crazy. Yeah. I mean, I drove them that way.
I think I did drive my mother crazy because if I was anything like I am as an adult, I was pretty ornery. You know, I don't take too well to people telling me what to do. So,
and that's all right, too. It shows that you're your own person.
Oh, but when you... You have to do stuff, and your parents tell you to, and you don't. She and I didn't get along for a very long time, actually, into my 30s, well into my, like, I think I was 32 when we actually reconciled.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We had our differences, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
Actually wrote
that.
A poem about, yeah, I wrote a poem about that, Rebirth, but the one that I'm going to read tonight is from also from Poem a Day.
All right.
I'd share these with you guys, and this is the April 28th prompt. and you had to finish this title important. And this is what came. Important moments. How do we know what is important as our life sifts through each day? The moments pass too quickly, some seeming so slight, and yet on second thought, those small moments appear as gems in our life. Not big ones like graduations or births. These are momentous and celebrated. But what are the times your eyes met and you knew you had someone who loved you across the room? Or when you spent the day on the sofa dozing and watching a baseball game with the one you loved by your side? Or the many times you held his hand and felt the joy of belonging with him? Or the countless moments of bliss you never counted as the days passed? Were these important? And did you let them slip by as you walked through life like raindrops falling on you and not knowing which one will cause your eyes to close with the splash? Unimportant moments that splashed you with a tiny drip at the time. End poem.
As always, Barbara, good read. I'm glad you share on our show. And happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Thank you. My kids actually gave me my Mother's Day present early because Monday was unfortunately a sad anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
I did think about you on Monday, like I promised.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Thank you. I got a lot of wonderful comments on Facebook. I posted his picture just because Facebook, lovely Facebook, threw it in my face when I got up. And so I posted it, you know, and I got so many wonderful comments that helped me through the day. And then, toward the end of the day, my kid said, "Don't you want to do something, Mom?" And I said, "What?" She said, "Let's go to the Apple store." And they brought me to the Apple store, and they bought me a brand new iPad.
What?
iPad Pro. Very cool.
You have about the coolest kids ever.
They are. They're delightful. They are wonderful kids.
Allison, are you listening? Barbara got an iPad. All right. Father's Day is coming up, Allison. Sorry, I was talking to my daughter.
Well, they know there's only two things they can really get me. They can get me, you know, electronic equipment or jewelry. And jewelry is, like, ridiculously expensive, the kind that I'd want. And so they got me, you know, the iPad, which is also ridiculously expensive. But at least it's more valuable to me, you know, than a piece of jewelry that I'll only wear occasionally. But
what if you did both? What if you put the iPad on a chain that you could wear around your neck?
I mean, sure. Too heavy.
You would look like Flavor Flav, I'm sure, but
I don't think I could walk with this thing around my neck.
I know, right?
No, I don't think so. It would be kind of like, oh, yeah, I'm getting a hump.
Barbara, as always, what a chuckle! I thank you very much for calling our show.
Thank you, and I'll be back for the, you know,
the adult.
The adult segment.
After
dark. All right, he's not going
to
hit it.
Okay,
he's not
talk to you later.
Like
hopefully
that.
The sound will be okay.
I hope, hoping so.
Show. Okay, I'm going to get off and let someone else go.
Awesome. Right. That was Barbara on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Oh, see, you didn't hit the other sound effect. Now that one won't work for you. Ooh, two directions? That's like a 50-foot swale putt.
Pretty freaking impressive, huh?
Cross grain on a green with lightning, thunder, and wind, and basically you had a Moses shot there.
Yeah, I had to lift up the... Never mind.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right, enough with the Bible references. You know, there's a certain place for people like us.
South parking lot.
South parking lot. Doing the sound for the barbecue, yes. All right, so please welcome to the show. She's from New York, and she's calling again for the return engagement. She is Lorraine.
Hello.
Hello, welcome
JP.
Back.
I finally got the name straight.
So here goes. The tree. Okay. There is a tree outside my window that tickles my mind. I think it's a pine. It's always green. Sometimes it seems greener. It branches and it's full, lush and fluid, like a fairy tale tree. It waves to me. It's a friendly pine with soft needles that greet the breeze with an effortless ease. Effortless ease. I can't remember when it wasn't there. I'm certain it will be there long after I'm gone. It is everything a tree should be, evergreen, eternally. End poem. You guys
wow.
like trees. You have plenty of trees in Colorado, I'm sure.
No, one or two. Actually, you know, there are more trees as you head west, to be honest.
Is that right?
We are on the beginning of
Seattle,
the...
I know Seattle, I know SeaTac, I know Oregon. I don't know much of California.
Well, no, we're on the beginning of the Great Plains. Denver is kind of like the start of it.
End. Yeah.
Yeah, the end. Well, the beginning heading eastward.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. So as you go west, you go into the mountains, there's a lot more ponderosa pines, that sort of thing.
Yes.
Down here, there are cottonwoods. And where I like to go on the plains, there are a lot of cottonwoods, but there's a lot of just grassland.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen it on the Weather Channel, and I watch you guys because I want to know what's going on where you are. And this way I can comment some way, some intelligent way of saying, you know, gee, I'm sorry you had the storm, and I'm sorry you had, you know.
Well,
the snow and the this and the that, but we get the same crap, you know. I mean, it's all kind of moving eastward, and I think that ultimately our weather system is changing, and mm-hmm. we're you know, I'm glad I'm not going to be around, and there's another poem metaphysically that I'm hoping to read next week that. It just kind of expresses the way that I feel that I don't think that we're going to be here for the ultimate apocalypse, but I think that we're going to be in a better place, and I believe that, and I believe in our Creator, and I believe in order in the universe, and so forth.
There is an order to the universe.
There is a lot that
can be. Explained or unexplained and
exactly.
keep man guessing,
exactly.
but there is definitely order in the universe.
There's definitely order.
Now, if we could just instill some of that order in our radio show, that would be a wonderful thing, but unfortunately we can't get that order in here.
Trying to keep it going.
Hell, we call Mike's Pizzeria. We can't even get an order in there.
Well, yeah, well, you know, I don't know what kind of music he's into. I'm into, you know, what I played. I was in a band for 18 years, and I played keyboard and I sang, and I think it was mostly like doo-wop, jazz. You know, Tony Bennett bought me dinner at the Red Blazer. That was memorable, you know, Bobby Rydell and all those people. But we played the Copa, and I just can't. Grasp what he's doing because I haven't heard it.
Oh, well,
I want to hear it.
Michael's into all sorts of music. I'm not joking. He's done opera. He's done country
opera.
Western. Yeah.
Oh my God, I hate opera.
Well, no, I mean he was trained. He was trained by an opera singer, and he embraces his Italian roots. He's done synth rock pop. He's now part of the Silent Still, where he's playing bass for a. What'd you call it? Neo-Victorian alt-rock band.
Yep.
But what he's really dedicated to right now is Madagascar gangster rap. I'm totally kidding.
I have
totally
no idea
kidding.
What that is.
You know where Madagascar is, right?
You just baffled me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm baffled.
No.
Yeah,
you know where Madagascar is, right?
I've been there.
Do they have gangsters there?
Actually, well, no. Oh, I thought you said Madagascar.
I said Madagascar gangster rap. There's no such thing. It
was
just a joke.
There's a little bit of a difference there.
Yeah.
I've been to Madagascar. I've been to Marrakesh. When I was using airlines, I did a lot of traveling. But this is very different than, what I've known. So go ahead.
Lorraine, thank you very much for calling our show.
You're welcome.
Are you going to call back for the After Dark segment? Do you have an adult poem?
I got to find something really piggy.
Well, it doesn't have to be piggy. It can be a little adult.
A little adult. The last thing I read, I thought that it kind of fell flat. So I'll look for something.
Well, the doctor can give you a little blue pill, and it won't be flat anymore. It'll stand right up.
I know, a five-year-old's right. 6-year-old, 7-year-old, and up to my age. Now I'm old enough to know what I look back on. But that's a different thing than what is read, when you're, Viagra stuff. I see the commercials. I watch them.
It's okay.
I don't know what two tubs in a forest do.
They're really relaxing,
totally
apparently.
Me.
It's incredibly relaxing to be in a tub in the middle of a forest. So.
Is that what it is? I see them holding hands, and they're in two tubs, separate tubs.
Yeah.
And then I see women advertising Viagra now, and I'm thinking, that they're really reaching. They're trying to reach the marketing sector, whatever.
Uh-huh.
That would use this, but I'm sure all of you guys don't need it. So I don't know why I feel that, but I do. And I feel that they're just wasting their time on a lot of money for primetime commercials.
They are.
Don't mean anything to anybody watching them, which is usually women.
Right.
Usually women,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. We look at them and we go,
Whatever. Yeah.
Whatever. But anyhow, it's great to talk to you.
Good to talk to
you. I'll try and get back. Any time, because again, I have no.
Here in
just a few moments. Literally, we've got one more caller. I'm going to read a submission, and then we're going to open it up for the.
You got it, honey. You got it. You got it, babe. Okay.
Right. Thank you.
Okay, will do.
That was Lorraine on World Poetry Open Mic doing the ultimate mic drop and slamming the phone down. Nice. Oh. And that's the next evolution in poetry radio. I forgot the last part of
that.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
And you had your hand on the keyboard. You're like, I'm prepared this time.
Man, come on.
Don't take me halfway there. Finish me.
That's right.
All right. Enough of the adult.
That's right. We got to finish this out so that we can go to that.
All right. Sorry. All right.
Ready?
Channel our inner adults. Please welcome from Texas, she is JC.
Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you?
I am good, except that the gaps in the broadcast kind of threw out my calling earlier. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. So sorry about
that. Every time I call, it's like a return engagement. So.
Well, sometimes it happens like that.
Yeah, it does.
But I'm glad you got through.
Oh,
me too.
And JC, I think I accepted your invite for Skype.
Finally.
I'm sorry.
It's the second time I've done it, but
He looked at me, he's like, who's this? I'm like, that's JC. He's like, well, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
So I do apologize. But it's now selected, so because we're doing an After Dark segment, if you would like to join us for that as well, you can call back on the Skype.
Yeah.
And you don't have to have adult poetry. You can just read her straight poem, too. It's all good.
Yeah, because, I don't have enough adult poetry in my archives or what?
Well, considering you run a group called Kinky, I'm sure you can probably find some adult poetry.
I wrote one on a doorknob that is just, everybody is like, oh, my God, Janet, this is not a... That's not a doorknob. I'll never look at doorknobs the same.
Oh, God, you've got to read that one for us,
please. Read that one for the After Dark.
I may. I will.
Okay.
All right. But for now, we need to keep it clean. What do you have for us this time?
Yeah, this one, you know, I wasn't real sure what I was going to pick. I had a couple things pulled. But the music tonight has reminded me of my mother, mainly because she was a music major and played classical piano but loved classical music. So I was raised going to symphonies and stuff when other kids were going to Western bands and dances and dance halls. I was sitting in a symphony on Saturday night. But so the music tonight has kind of reminded me of her. And this is one that I wrote last year for her for Mother's Day. And it's called, I just titled it simply Mother's Day 2015. Today is bittersweet. The red corsage turned white this year. What was always your day, then for a while ours, but still yours really, is now mine alone. No amount of surprise gifts can distract me from that. So I sit beneath the sweet gum tree, feet propped up, in imitation of you, surrounded by the wind and bird song, hoping to feel you close, longing for the return of peace. But my heart remains heavy, aching as it beats, and yours does not. The impulse to drive the miles to you overwhelms, to lie where you are laid, with a bottle of Chardonnay and a playlist of Beethoven's fugues and Wagner's dark symphonies, to feel the spirits of loved ones and ancestors unknown wrapped around me, and hear the comfort of your voice on the breeze. My cornerstone has crumbled, vanished from my life as I sit here alone, loving you, missing you, trying to wish you one more happy Mother's Day. End poem.
Wow. Excellent.
Well, you know, last year, everybody always says the first Mother's Day for a woman without their mother is really hard. And I was like, yeah. I kind of had gone through the year, and I was the executor of her estate. So just doing the legal stuff and everything to settle everything, it was like the day was here before it even hit. And I realized, I had kind of a hard day, but you know, it was okay. And I hadn't really been able to read that a lot, especially aloud.
Yeah.
But I thought, I'm going to try it.
You did very well. And having lost my mother, it touched me immensely.
Well, you know, Mother's Day can be a bittersweet thing once your mother is gone. And we always shared, you know, Mother's Day was all about, even after I had kids, was more about my mother than it was about me. We always made sure she took things. My kids always made things for her. So she was always kind of the focus, but she was also the center of our family. She pretty much raised me as a single parent after my father died when I was 5. So,
holy cow.
He was in the military, but he developed cancer. And I'm the youngest kid. My siblings are all quite a bit older. So she was it, and so it was, you know, she made family the center of her life, and we made her the center of ours, and just kind of went on from there. But it's kind of a nice remembrance, and to be able to remember her this Mother's Day by reading this.
Very well done. I appreciate you sharing that on our show.
Well, thank you for having me, always.
Always.
I've missed you guys the last couple of weeks.
We have missed you, too. Your voice is one of many that make our show what it is, and I thank you very much for everything you share.
Oh, well, I enjoy it.
I'm glad you do.
We will talk to you next segment.
Yes, very soon.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
That was JC on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. I'll just say this for anybody that still happens to have their mother. I spent 2 years estranged from my family due to, you know, life sometimes just gets in the way.
Mm-hmm.
I spent a lot of Mother's Days busy with my own life, and I'd forgotten a couple of them. I'll tell you what, though. 4 years since she's passed, I haven't missed a single Mother's Day since. And while your parents are alive, spend time with them.
Yes.
And let them know you appreciate them, because before you know it, you won't be able to.
Yeah.
And I know, JT, you feel the same way about your dad.
Yeah.
You know, life's short. Life's really short.
It is.
So let the ones you know, let the ones you love know that you love them. There we go.
Yes.
There it came out of my
Very,
mouth.
And then,
that's in back. All right. While I chew on my tongue.
You're pulling up your...
I've got it.
You've got it?
Yeah.
Oh, well then. Sorry.
No work for you this time, my friend. I'll just read a straight poem.
All right.
However, we did mention this a couple of shows back. You said you played in the sands. And
oh, yes.
This is a poem I wrote back in 2009 called Alamogordo.
All right.
July 16th, 1945, a day which will live in infamy. Destruction for which humans thrive, sparking fear still deep inside of me. A-bombs and H-bombs, the threat, they will blow up our entire world, making me break out in a sweat, my thoughts all swirled. Drills practiced as a child in preparation for the final blast. Innocence lost in a life so wild. Memories from my horrid past. Pandora's box has been cracked, never again to be resealed. Not thinking of the long-range impact or the final what the final outcome may yield. Did they see these days coming within their long-range plans? Thoughts to me so mind-numbing. The goals of the Iraqs and Irans. Yes, the Cold War has ended, but constantly we still feel fear. For the stockpiles now undefended has made yet a new threat come clear. Childhood horror now coming back to haunt my soul one more time, bringing on another anxiety attack as I write another forsaken rhyme. I feel the end will come all too soon for any of our own liking. Rogue nations call to high noon without us knowing of their striking. Bringing about the events as they chain, which no single human can contend, to me seeming to somehow strain, setting out mankind's horrid end. And yes, I spent a lot of my years as a kid worried about the nuclear war. So,
yeah, it was... Well, it was put in our forefront. I mean...
Oh, well, yeah. You know, the whole, duck and cover, duck and cover. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nuclear blast is going to protect me, or the desk is going to protect me from one of those.
Yes. You know, my father, actually, and since we're almost going to go after dark, I'm going to go ahead and share this one, okay? My father, we were talking about our nuclear drills when I was... fourth or fifth grade.
Uh-huh.
And I was describing my dad, oh yeah, we got to go underneath our desk and put our head between our knees, and he's like, you know why you do that, son, right? I'm like, no, why? He's like, so you can kiss your own ass goodbye when the bomb hits. I'm like, thanks dad.
Yeah.
All right, so
well,
return engagement done, which means we are going to end World Poetry Open Mic proper.
Yes.
For Michael, JT, and myself, we want to thank you for tuning in. Stay tuned if you want to do the After Dark segments. But for now, we'll say goodnight, Robert Mordlin, wherever you're at.